Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here in Messina, Sicily, on board the Costa Smeralda. And you can see it right behind us. Messina's out behind us as well. I'm here with Scott Knudsen, who is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Costa in the U.S. And we're going to talk to him about this essentially brand new ship. It came out the end of 2019, and it's almost untouched after this COVID. And we're on a four-night cruise. And we're going to talk about this cruise, who this ship is for, and all the incredible facilities and all the stuff you can do on this vessel as well. And you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report.
September in Sicily, who thought it would be 90 degrees? Thank goodness for the breeze. I think the last time I saw you was a couple of weeks ago in Chicago. Now here we are in southern Italy. So it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And to discover this ship especially, which is really, as I said, really brand new. Let's talk about this ship. It is a fairly large ship, right?
Yeah, she's our largest. We've got a couple of sisters, one in Asia with the Venezia, and then the Toscana is coming out this Christmas to be a nice present for us. Same size, 182,000 tons and change, can hold 6,500 passengers, double occupancy, about 4,400. This week, with COVID, we're sailing about 60%, so we've got about 3,200 guests on board, and it really doesn't feel like it.
Not at all. I have to say that there's a lot of space. There's a lot of places to go squirrel away somewhere, find your own little hiding place. A lot of outdoor space, too, right?
Yeah, there's plenty. Well, we're here on a skywalk, which is unique for us, so we're about 18, 19 stories high right now, highest we've ever been on one of our ships, and it's just an interesting way to see what's around us. So you look around here, Sicily, you've got the sea behind us, obviously the funnel. And this is where we live. You know, we live in the Med, where others visit. You know, we're just up the coast in Genoa is our headquarters, so we've been here for about 72 years, but this is the largest ship we've had. Lots of outdoor spaces. There's five different pools. There's a couple for kids that are
separate. A few water slides, as we can see in the back.
Yes, I'm sure you'll be there. If you haven't been there, you will be this afternoon. But we've done something a little different with the kids' pools, where there's two of them identical, but they're separate from the rest of the ship. So you walk in there. If you have kids, it's fantastic because they can make as much noise as you want. If you don't, you don't want to walk in there. You can go to plenty of other quiet spots.
Well, no, it's absolutely the way it's all set up is really great. Let's talk about the accommodations, because boy, in this kind of ship you got a wide variety of accommodations, and I've been in two of them already, so that's
yeah, we wanted to give you that full experience and what it's like to pack midweek. Yeah, there's basically six different varieties. Obviously start with your suites, grand suites, and then there's a little bit of smaller suites, sort of a demi suite. Then you've got balconies, which are different sizes, balcony premium, XL. There's ocean view, of course, inside. And then what's new for us is something called balcony terrace.
So yeah, I saw that. That's very interesting. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's first for us. It's first that I've ever seen in the industry. So you've got a full-size cabin, about 180 square feet, and then you got about another 120 square feet of interior cabana sort of accommodations. And those doors accordion out, so you can open that. And then you've got another 120 square feet of balcony. So it's really a double cabin in one. There's only about 160 of them on board, and they go really fast. Just like you, this is the first time I've seen this ship. She was supposed to be out, and I think you may have been coming along with us back in March. It was about March 18th, and then March 16th, everything went kaput.
Everything went kaput. So anyway, you got a wide range of things. So you really got to work with Scott and to figure out what your client wants in the terms of accommodations, because you can really pick almost anything. It's amazing, and we do have about, as you said, about 18, 19 decks to play with here, right?
Right. Six or seven of them are accommodations, and then the rest of the ship is all ours to just play.
Yeah, let's talk about that, and of course we got to talk about the dining, because you have a few restaurants on board, I think, right?
Yeah, I think 17 is the count. 17 restaurants, 19 bars. We're trying to hit all of them. We've tried to give you guys, everyone here, an array of experiences. So you got three main dining rooms. They're available for lunch and dinner.
They're a little bit more casual, at least for breakfast and lunch. And we went in once for dinner, and it was very nice.
Yeah, so you've got that, and it is casual, and it's the Italian way. It's a little more casual. The kids enjoy that. Families enjoy it. And then you've got a Lido area, which is huge, and all kinds of choices, salads, all your Italian expectations, and fish, steak, Desserts are fantastic. Pizza there.
Well, we got to talk about that. We'll talk pizza there. But the one, the higher end for the suite guests, but also you can get in there for a surcharge, is Bella Vista, I believe, which we ate last night, which was wonderful, really.
Yeah, Bella Vista is for our suite guests. We call it our club guests. But if, on availability, anyone else can book that for a small surcharge. Really worth it. As you noticed last night, it's very quiet. Very
pasta was excellent. It was, you know, really amazing. And it really, it wasn't just Italian, but it was amazing cuisine. And I think tonight we're going to Teppanyaki, right?
Yeah, we'll be in Teppanyaki. And one thing about last night was, and my wife pointed this out, the kitchen is right there. So they're walking 15 feet out to your table instead of 150 feet. So it makes a little bit of a difference. Teppanyaki tonight, is the third ship will have that availability. And then in the first night we were in the lab. So,
oh, I totally forgot about the lab, which ordinarily is kind of a cooking class quasi where you sort of work to cook your meal and then you have it. Now with the under COVID, we had a special deal where we were in there and it got served. It was really a magnificent dinner.
Yeah, you pretty much described it. So we had 19 people in there the other night and took it over. And it was it's really a special experience. We are a little bit limited in how we can do it and how we can pull it off. But when COVID era is beyond us, it'll be really interesting. So you get to learn from the chefs on how to make their meals, which, you know, who wouldn't want to do that Italian style?
Well, and then you have a lot of more casual dining, too, because you have a sushi place, which I have yet to try. You have tuna poke. I was just thinking of that word. I got to think of that word. But all right. The big thing, the pizza. And tell that, what's the restaurant?
Yes, Pizzeria Pomodoro. Yeah. And I think we've got 16 different types. Some I've never seen before. I had anchovies and olives the other day just because I knew I could eat the whole thing because my wife won't touch anchovies. So one way
I had the anchovies too because I knew that no one would touch them.
Yeah, and I think we still have it on our breath probably. And I'm sure she got the quattro formaggio. Any kind of pizza you can imagine they have put together there. And they have an option if you don't see something by chance, they'll make it for you.
Yeah, well, it is, you are vying for best pizza at sea in my book. It is some of the best pizza I've tasted, and you can get all kinds there. And it really is great for lunch, even dinner, maybe breakfast. I don't know about that, but I don't know if you have a breakfast pizza, cold pizza for breakfast. But it is one of the highlights of this, you know, my mind. The higher-end restaurants and the Teppanyaki and everything is great. The main restaurants are great, but it's nice to see a good pizza place on a ship.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to have a unpaid third-party testimonial because I'm paid to do this.
I am an expert at pizza, so I can tell you exactly that. Yeah, I would vote. We're up there. I got to try a few more, but I think you're up. You're at number one right now.
Well, last time I walked by, they knew you by name, so that kind of tells you something.
Well, I have been somewhat of a regular. Now, let's talk about another thing here, the entertainment, the activities on board, because it's a different kind of ship. The entertainment is somewhat, it has to cater to a lot of different Europeans and Americans, but it is really fantastic. You got a lot of acrobats, you got a lot of singers, you got a dancers, all kinds of things going on, right?
Yeah, it's quite a few options. So we got our standard showroom, holds about
San Remo showroom.
Yeah. Yep, holds about 1,100. So, and we do various shows throughout the week. And on some nights, we'll do as many as three shows, depending on how many we have on board, because we have to space out the seating with COVID. But the highlight of the entertainment for me, maybe you've seen it, is the Coliseo.
Coliseo, which is kind of like the atrium, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, it's a three-story, basically Coliseum. So it's a rotunda. It's got all types of optics around it and music, and the sound system's amazing. So you can sit on three different levels and probably go back 20 rows in each one and just take in a show. And even the rehearsals are a lot of fun, and people stop by and just watch that. But it's got pulleys coming out of the ceiling, and the acrobatics are amazing. They're trying to do the wow thing, and it's really working in that room.
And then also you have a lot of, if you want a bar, you got more bars and nightclubs around this ship than you want to see. I get confused sometimes. He says, meet me in the jazz bars. Which one is that one again? There are so many great bars, and it sort of flows in together. There's jazz bars, there's piano bars, there's rock, there's everything you want. Really.
Yeah, there really is. There's a sports bar, there's a Ferrari champagne bar, well, Spumante, sorry, can't say that, French. The Campari bar, so a lot of branded areas as well. But really, you can't walk around the ship in the public spaces and not stumble across one.
And I forgot two of the
two, out of one.
Out of one. Well, we don't want to. I saw it was me that was stumbling. I'm sorry. I get confused sometimes. Now, I forgot one of the other branded places. You have a Nutella bar, which is interesting.
Yeah, Nutella, very popular. Another one of our branded areas. And Gelateria.
Gelateria, and the gelato is really great. It is true gelato, Italian gelato. I've tried that a few times too.
Yeah, my wife loved it. In fact, she loved it so much that on her last bite, she decided to wear some of it home. So it's on her white dress.
Well, I already had pizza on my so gelato is just another addition. So you'd like that. Now let's talk about where this ship goes, because we are an itinerary just 4 nights from Barcelona to Rome, and we went Barcelona, Mallorca, here we are in Messina, and then we're going to Rome. So it's an interesting itinerary, right?
Yeah, it's our bread and butter. It's Western Med, so you can board pretty much in any port. There's people getting on today. I boarded it in Rome, so you know, this is an LNG, liquefied natural gas.
We forgot to say, this is one of the first Carnival Corp ships, because Costa is owned by Carnival, that you can't, you know, it really is, it's environmentally sound, it's sustainable, things like that.
Yeah, and one of the things about that is, you know, you can bunker in just so many places. So we have the Western Med, there's quite a few options, but it's Rome, Savona, Marseille, Barcelona, Mallorca, Messina. So it gives you 7 days, port a day, and then 1 day at sea to really enjoy the ship.
No, and it really is a nice itinerary, and you can extend it, and it's different. You know, Costa is something where you can get on several different ports of call. We got it in Barcelona. Now let's talk about who's going to be happy on this ship. What is the market, and what are the advantages you're selling with Costa?
Well, anybody that's that loves to travel and loves to be around other people is going to be happy. I mean, you'd hope everyone, but it's not for everyone.
Right.
I've a family of nine, and my parents love sailing with an American hotel, whereas the kids, we'd rather go and be immersed in the culture. So I call it a fully international experience without the international price tag, and it's a fully immersive experience. So when you go into Rome, for example, you spend a couple of days in Tuscany, you get on board the ship, and it's seamless. So you're going to find people, 30% are Italians, 20% are French, 20% in German, Spanish, American, South Americans, Asian, a little bit of everything. But it's somebody that's looking for an upscale contemporary experience. So we're not that contemporary market where it's necessarily.
So you're kind of upper contemporary, I think you once told me. Yeah. You're upper contemporary, immersive experience. And where else can you go for value of, I think you said, $1,000 per person for a cruise with all these destinations around the Med?
It's great. It's got a lot of premium qualities for a contemporary price. So that's where we're trying to find that sweet spot in between, and we think we're pretty much alone in that area.
But you have to be comfortable with an international crowd. This is a very European crowd, but if you're happy in Europe, you should be happy here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the market we're looking for. And you know, I think the North American market, it's obviously growing, because our business in North America has tripled, and they want us to double it again next year, pre-COVID. So I think people are looking for that fully immersive. They want to get out and explore the world. You know, we say that they're collecting experiences versus material possessions anymore. And what better experience than this?
Oh, I mean, right here in Mississippi. It's incredible. And of course, you keep building ships too, because you did this ship, you had the sister ship coming out, and you had a smaller ship, Firenze, I believe, too, right?
Yeah, it's funny how people say smaller. She's 130,000 tons.
Well, you know, it's just a boutique ship at 130,000 tons. Right?
Yeah, she came out 4th of July for us. She's sailing here, and then she'll head off to Dubai in November and spend the winter there. So give our guests a chance to do something different there. But another beautiful ship. So it's Firenze, so that's Florence. I like to say you can go to Florence, you can go to Toscana, so Tuscany, you can go on Smeralda, which is the Emerald Coast, and I'm missing one.
Venezia.
So you've got Venice. So you've got, you can go to all these different places and stay on for 7 days and experience that destination while going to five different places.
And you definitely have that Italian feel throughout the ship. The pizza alone, but you got great pasta, you got a decor reminiscent of Italy all throughout.
Yeah, and the maitre d's in the restaurants are Italian, so they welcome you in. I mean, you just feel like you're coming into their home. It's really special, even on a ship this size.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you for getting me on here. It's amazing. I've been on for overnights and for lunches and things like that, but never a full cruise, or at least 4-day cruise. It was excellent to get a little taste of this, and I want some more. I think it's been great to explore Italy while not even going to Italy. We are now in Italy, in Sicily, and we're heading for Rome, right?
Yeah, we're heading for Rome, heading back home. And I just want to thank you and the rest of our journalist friends for being here, because you know, it's not easy traveling international these days, and it's made it, even though it's made a little more difficult, everyone's here, they're having a great time.
Well, that's so. One thing I do, I should end on one quick thing. You do follow all the protocols. There's always something going on. I mean, everything changes, but I think as long as you have a COVID test, you have a vaccination card, because that is required, and you fill out the crazy health forms for all these places, you should be good to go. I mean, we've had one test. We may get another one today. We've shown our vax cards. I have to say, most people, we're not wearing masks now, but most people are very good about wearing masks around passengers and crew, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's become second nature anymore, so not really a big deal or inconvenience. And, you know, most people are just happy to be here again and be back out at sea. So we're glad you're here, and thanks for having me.
You're safe. It's great to cruise. And it's great to cruise with you finally, Scott.
Okay. Likewise. Anytime you're ready, come on back.
I will. Absolutely. Well, I'm James Schillinglaw aboard Costa Smeralda, and we're heading for Rome. This is Insider Travel Report.